Returning to history can help us solve the problems of today. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Aisha Zarakol, professor of international relations at the University of Cambridge, takes a look back.
Many people talk these days about the crisis of the liberal international order. Most assume, however, that international order is a relatively modern thing, and suppose that there is not much we can learn from history about our current predicament. But if we relax the assumption that only orders created by nation-states are worth studying, there's plenty of material in history that we can draw lessons from. This is why I prefer to speak of world orders instead of international orders. A world order has a universalizing ambition at its core and is expansive in its vision. The first such world order I discuss in my research was created by Genghis Khan and his empire in the 13th century. If there is indeed an East that is distinct from the West, one of the points of separation can be placed here. Genghis Khan's empire was primarily an Asian one, spanning the distance from the Pacific Ocean in the East to the Mediterranean in the West. In this Asian world order, people living in the geographies that we now call Russia, China, Iran, and Central Asia, basically most of continental Asia, shared the same ruler and same laws for the first time. They were also significantly connected to each other through overland and naval routes that spanned the entire continent. When we study the trajectory of Eastern world orders, it becomes apparent that structural crises punctuated the end of each such order. Epidemics, financial turmoil, even climate change. Put another way, it was not great power competition that doomed these world orders, but rather macro problems that forced the hegemons of each period to tend to their own wounds.
That was Aisha Zarakol of the University of Cambridge. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.